Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and I'm here to talk to you about thoughts on e-learning. Help! I just blew up my virtual chemistry lab. Scary. Virtual chemistry labs have been around for a long time, mainly as simulations and CD-ROMs and video demos, but and also in various forms online. Generally speaking, the virtual labs cover the basics. However, educators still hotly debate whether or not they are effective. They argue that without the hands-on experience of a lab, learning about physical sciences is a pretty jejune endeavor. I have to say that my impulse is to agree. My early background is in the physical sciences with a bachelor's degree in geology. And frankly, I can't imagine thinking I could understand anything about geological processes without going out into the field and observing what happens. Likewise, I can't imagine being able to say anything at all about rocks and minerals without having had hands-on experiences. In fact, each course I took in geology had a separate lab component. I have to admit it was stressful to take 4 courses, but to have 8 finals, thanks to the separate labs. But I think it was effective. At the same time, though, I'm a huge proponent of online education. How do I reconcile this disconnect? Before just blithely jumping on the bashing the online labs bandwagon, I'd like to take a step back and look at what we actually learn in a lab experience. Here's what a lab teaches us. Learn how to carefully design and conduct an experiment. If you mess up, you get bad results. Pretty clear. Develop techniques of observation, note-taking, measuring, describing, building cognitive skills. Learn to use equipment. The lab prepares one to be able to use equipment in other reaches of life, too. Students may feel intimidated by the equipment, and well, they should. I remember my first summer job away from home when I was 20 years old. I worked for Amoco Production, now BP Amoco, in their research labs in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My job was to measure permeability and porosity in tight gas sands from wells throughout the world. It was interesting, but potentially scary. One wrong flip of the switch, and there would be a mercury spill. I never made that mistake, but the guy who followed me did. The spill was pretty bad. The hazmat guys came in. I don't remember what we did during cleanup and how we spent those 2 days. We could not come into the lab. But despite the terrible accident, his experience helped me gain confidence. I knew that if I made sure to follow procedures, I would reduce the likelihood of a mistake. I also realized the need to put guards and safety mechanisms in the equipment. Understand cause and effect in a profound, hands-on way. The lab helps the student situate knowledge and learning. It also makes knowledge more easily transferable. Motivating. Students gain a great deal of confidence by watching each other do the same experiment and asking questions. The need for affiliation can be satisfied, and as well as the need for recognition. Learning a new language. As students seek to describe what they have learned, they find that math really is the ideal language for describing physical phenomena. Instead of being pure code and signs, math becomes a language that people can use to communicate with each other about concrete, tangible events in the world. A new way of seeing. The experiments in the lab help students see and perceive the outside world in a richer, fuller way. Create an oxidation reduction process in the lab, move outside and look at rust. Make the connection. I would argue that the best approach to online physical sciences is to combine simulations with real-world activities and to utilize mobile learning, smartphones as cameras, plus GPS. Perhaps the ideal course would contain the following elements. 1. A home chemistry kit. Experiments tie with the online simulations and chemistry equation tutorials. For example, one could learn to make one's own litmus paper and test the pH of things. online simulations, equations, explanations, modeling. The simulations would help provide a grounding for what the student has experienced and seen in the lab kit. The online tutorials could help explain how and where one makes computational mistakes. Collaborative learning. Students would be asked to go to, for example, a cemetery that has marble headstones or a place where there is marble statuary. They could take pictures of the results of chemical dissolution. They could take pictures with their cell phones or digital cameras and then post them on discussion boards or blogs. Students could then share ideas about the rate of dissolution and how or why pH matters in the real world. Of course, this is not quite the same as going to a lab and watching each other do experiments and sharing and developing an esprit de corps, but it can work. And in certain ways, maybe it's even better because you're forced to incorporate multiple learning strategies and different types of learning styles. So anyway, I think that online chemistry labs are great, and they are most effective in conjunction with outside real world types of things. So I hope you've enjoyed this little rumination about blowing up the chemistry lab. It's scary. And please be in touch if you have any questions or have thoughts. Thank you for listening.